Welcome to Tret Shorts. Tret Shorts is an opportunity for our audience to get a quick exploration into a real estate topic. I'm Stefan Martin, and this is a Tret Short. In August 2018, I wrote two posts on the real estate think tank, The Blog, entitled The Real Estate Sales Game. Those posts are still up to this day, and I encourage you to read them. But let's now take a look at the notes game. As you are well aware, notes are a document that memorializes the obligation to pay a mortgage loan. When you promise to pay for the money that you're borrowing to buy a property, it is written down in the form of a note. And investing in real estate notes can be very advantageous for a number of reasons. First and foremost, they're very liquid. Secondly, notes are risk capped. They are liability capped. Another advantage is exposure to real estate and exposure to the property in the case of a default. A note is a way to have potential exposure or even possible ownership in the event that an investor is unable to perform. Additionally, notes can be modified. If either party finds the terms of the note to be unacceptable, a modification is definitely an option that will allow for a more profitable and/or a more advantageous relationship between the two parties. Finally, notes can be bought at a discount. Now, of course, there are some disadvantages as well. For example, you cannot participate in any equity or upside of the property once you're locked into a note. You also have non-payment risk, the risk that the borrower will not pay you back, and prepayment risk, the risk that the borrower will pay you back early, thereby cutting off your ability to collect on interest in future payment periods. There are different levels of note investing, the smallest being the purchase and sale of private notes. These are notes that typically come from private lenders. These notes typically cover houses and small business properties that are either distressed or that have been memorialized in a note in which the note holder wishes to either cash out or simply no longer wants any exposure to the property. These types of deals can be found through private note sellers, through public record searches, and they're both commercial and residential. Although it's much more difficult to find private note holders for large cap commercial, as that is the model for most CMBS issues. And most note owners of large cap commercial properties are much more incentivized to securitize them and have many participants in the securitization. At a larger level, for those who wish to purchase notes in small packages, there are note brokers. And these come in two types: advisors and brokers that represent large purchasers. Typically, advisors offer an advisory service as their primary service, in which they're able to evaluate the note purchasing practices of their clients. They offer valuation services, as well as a large network of buyers. These advisors often sell the difficult or less attractive aspects of their clients' portfolios to smaller investors, and frequently advertise these sales and conduct them in an auction-like format. In addition to the loan advisors, there are also note brokers who represent large whole loan buyers who have acquired a number of notes in a whole loan purchase, but however wish to sell a portion of that portfolio in the secondary market. Typically, a portion of a larger portfolio is not desirable to the larger buyers of whole loans. So these brokers will go out into the secondary market and look for smaller investors to obtain and acquire a portion of the portfolio. On the CMBS side, there is a practice of securitizing only one note at a time and exposing the potential investors in the capital structure to the performance of one asset. In this space, where mortgages are securitized one at a time, note brokers quite often are used to sell notes secured by smaller capped properties or notes in the mid-sized property value range that do not contribute enough income to support a robust securitization. Beyond the note broker level, there is the government auction level. Many failed or seized financial institutions have portfolios of various assets that must be liquidated. Any residential or commercial mortgages on the balance sheet of these institutions go to auction by the various regulators that oversee these banks. Oftentimes, these government auctions offer a great deal of flexibility in the participation requirements, but also in the purchase requirements, allowing for portions of mortgage portfolios to be bid upon. Government auction is a great way to enter the whole loan and CMBS space on a much smaller scale without having to deal with more stringent requirements typically imposed by private whole loan sellers in the larger portions of the secondary market. Beyond the government auctions are investment banks. These institutions dominate the secondary market for mortgages and all but have cornered the market for securitization. Typically, investment banks sell to institutions and funds and have constant access to new inventory through issuances of warehouse lines of credit to originators and through other investment banks. Because of this great amount of access and because of their ability to attract funds and institutional clients, many of these investment banks heavily vet any non-institutional buyers. They have very stringent asset requirements and rely heavily on the track record of the potential buyer. Investment banks tend to deal only with parties with whom they are familiar. Let's look at the profile of a whole loan buyer. Typically, buyers in the secondary market have purchase profiles based on the size of their involvement and their appetite. Private buyers typically have smaller needs and smaller requirements, and are best served to work with private sellers and brokers. Small banks and credit unions typically buy whole loans on a smaller scale for one of many reasons: to maintain their debt ratios, to obtain additional assets to fill out a securitization when origination is not as high as desired, or merely to have exposure to a product that they do not originate. Oftentimes, small banks and credit unions will approach note brokers, will also deal with investment banks, and infrequently will attend government auctions. Hedge funds are a buyer in the secondary market that look to employ strategic investment strategies, like, for example, buying into a litigation that they have deemed will have favorable outcomes for the fund, re-underwriting the loans and attempting to create a higher level of performance, modifying the loans, thereby obtaining a higher level of performance, reselling the loans for a higher value, and securitizing the loans. Investment banks are also players on the buyer side of the notes game. They typically obtain notes for securitizations to offload them to clients who need more exposure, like those smaller banks and credit unions, or to facilitate trades where one portfolio is exchanged for another that's more desirable for the needs of the investment bank. Finally, the government-sponsored entities, the GSEs, are the largest players and buyers in this note space. They are government-owned. They have very public but strict loan requirements. And we're talking about Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae. Ultimately, as diverse and open as the note market is, there's room for investors at every level. Private note holders are always going to want to sell for one reason or another, whether or not they're distressed. Brokers will always have packages and non-conforming loans will always be on the balance sheets of any bank that originates mortgages. And these non-performing loans will not be able to be sold to GSEs, but may be obtained at a discount from a motivated bank or originator that just wants a little bit more balance sheet space. So this has been a look into the notes game. I hope it's been informative. And this has been A Tread Short. The information given in this recording is for information purposes only and should be independently verified. All views expressed are those of the speaker alone and cannot be attributed to any other party. The Real Estate Think Tank does not wish to proceed in such a way that can be interpreted as an offer, a sale, a solicitation, an advertisement, an offer to purchase, or a solicitation of an offer to purchase for a security. No legal advice was given during the course of this recording. All parties should seek out a competent professional in the area for which such advice is sought. This has been a production of the Real Estate Think Tank.